Samir, Palestinian refugee living in Lebanon, obtained an excellent job with a Kuwaiti chemical firm. On his first day, his boss said, "Samir, this job is to be your God. We require this of our men." Samir, who was a Christian, looked at his new boss in the eye and replied, "I'm sorry. I already have a God. But I'll make a deal with you. If I don't produce more for this company by doing my second best than anyone who has made this company his God, then you can fire me." Samir's boss was startled at this response, but agreed to the bargain. Samir worked very hard. It wasn't easy, but he put God first and the company second. Sure enough, his second best was better than anyone else's first. Soon he became responsible for all the company's contract negotiations in Asia. God clearly honored Samir's commitment to priorities. Do you believe that God will honor you if you put him first? Christ demands first priority. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Yet many jobs demand much time and effort. Christians have a responsibility to be loyal to their employers. So when extra work needs to be done, we need to do our part. But when a job demands our life, it demands too much. If we neglect our spiritual life because of our job, we are walking on dangerous ground. The decision to put Christ first may be hard. It may mean making a tough decision, a decision that even appears foolish in terms of money, job security, or status. But the world's standards are not God's standards. He calls us to put Him first, not to sacrifice our family, ministry, or spiritual life for a job. How do you know when you're giving too much to your job? Here are some key warning signs. If your job regularly requires more than 50 hours a week, it can lead to family, spiritual, and ministry difficulties. If you are in a high-pressure job that drains you physically or emotionally, you may need to change. So give your job the quality effort that is needed to earn your wages and a little more. Go the extra mile, but don't sell your soul to the company store. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.